It's Wendy Snyder. I'm sitting in for John Williams today, and I was very excited to find something on my Netflix profile, a brand new season of Chicago Party Ant, and the guy behind that show, Chris Witaski, joins us right now. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Wendy, longtime listener, first-time caller.
You know, it's so funny. I've spoken to you before, and I was like, God, I can't remember how to say your last name. So I'm looking online at all the interviews you've done, and everybody just says Chris. No one says your last name. So is it Witaski? Am I saying it right?
You are saying it right, and you're saying it with a little Chicago swag on it. So I like that.
All right. Well, thank you. You're very welcome for that. I am loving season two of Chicago Party Ant. I watched season one. It's on Netflix. I feel like Diane and I would be besties. And when I watch it, I feel like I kind of start talking like this.
Well, Diane is back, and we took about a year off, but she's back. We're back with 8 new episodes. And we're getting tremendous feedback on them, and it's been a lot of fun.
All right. I loved season one, but I am way loving season two even more. Is that okay to say to you?
That's okay to say to me. I take it as a huge compliment. What's been really cool for us is we've learned so much as we've been doing it, and so now we, like, know the characters so well that we can just really have a blast, you know, putting them in crazy scenarios and stuff. So
this is, it's great writing. It's really entertaining. And for those of you Chicagoans who have not seen Chicago Party Ant yet, Chris, why don't you do like a little synopsis of what we're watching?
Sure. Well, first off, it's not for the kids. So put the kids to bed before you turn it on.
That's good advice. God, it really is not at all. I mean, I was watching it with my 23-year-old and I was embarrassed.
Yeah. But basically, well, I mean, this whole thing started with I started a Twitter account based on one of my actual aunts, and I was just tweeting as if I were her, and you know, it was just for my friends basically, but then all of a sudden it started to grow and get popular and people were retweeting it. And then the next thing you know, we're like, oh, this could be a great TV show. And then we pitch it, and now it's on Netflix. So basically it follows the adventures of Diane Dombrowski. And she is born and raised Chicagoan and never moved to the suburbs like her sister Bonnie. And she lives in Wrigleyville. And she ain't afraid to, you know, have a glass of wine with lunch or even breakfast, you know?
Yeah, I know. All right. So I noticed some things in season two that I want to talk to you about. The pizza puff. Was the pizza puff invented in Chicago? And we should have Sherman Dilla Thomas, Six Figadilla, here because he always talks about Chicago history. I know you guys know each other and are collaborating perhaps on something, but is a pizza puff from Chicago?
That is an excellent question. Dilla would be the guy to ask on that one. All I know is that I burned the roof of my mouth probably about 50 times eating those things in Wrigleyville. So,
God, I love them. Pizza puffs are so good. We just had a nutritionist on. I hope she's not still listening because a pizza puff is very good.
I'm sure she says the pizza puffs are good for you.
All things in moderation, yeah. Chris. That's what you got to do.
Right.
I believe it was the second episode. I can't remember. I just know there was a sweet nod to Goodfellas in it that I enjoyed.
There's a great little montage where Diane starts dating her ex-husband's boss at Midway Airport. And he calls himself the mayor of Midway. And so he rolls out the red carpet for Diane to impress her. when he takes her on a date at Midway Airport, he takes her to Chili's too, and it's really classy. Yeah,
and that awesome thing from Goodfellas, which I believe was shot in one take, which I just watch movies, I don't think about the magic behind it exactly, but where they're going to a restaurant and they grab a table and set it up, it was just really cool. You did a good job with that.
Thank you. The other thing we're really excited about this season is we have awesome guest voices. The first episode back, we've got Amy Poehler doing a voice.
That took me a while to figure out that was her. She did a great job.
Yeah, right? She did a great job. Yeah. Yeah, she killed it. Bob Odenkirk is doing voices. RuPaul is doing voices. So Tim Meadows, who's a Second City alumni.
I knew that right away.
We lucked out with some cool people.
And his cartoon kind of looks like him, too. It's a really good job there.
Yeah.
By the way, Chris Witaski on the line with us, one of the creators of, well, the creator, you, Katie Rich, is also writing on that show, correct?
That's right, Katie Rich, John Barinholtz. We created the show together, the three of us. But I started the whole thing with the Twitter account.
Yeah, I followed the Twitter account. I followed your love for Tom Skilling and various other things. have you talked to Tom Skilling? He knows that Chicago Party Ant is in love with him, correct?
Oh, baby. Skilling and I, through this, the best thing that has happened by far is that I have now become friends with Tom Skilling. And we hang out every time I'm in town now.
Oh, that was all worth it.
It was all worth it. And I think that he's flattered by his portrayal.
Oh, totally. He has to be. There's also a shout out to the late, great Empire Carpet Man, Cars for Kids, everybody knows. That's so funny. And it's
That's right. Svengoolie makes an appearance.
Yes. Also, Fridge on the Fridge.
Oh,
that's great. That is so great. I need to interrupt our conversation here because Steve Dolinsky just texted us and said the convenient fast food snack known as the Pizza Puff may be known to millions of hungry football fans, convenience store shoppers, and snackers throughout the U.S., but few people know this self-contained personal-sized panzerotti was created in Chicago in the 1970s.
Oh, my God. In the 70s?
Yeah.
Wow. I love it.
All right, so that
I love it.
And see, that's what you're doing such a great job with Chicago Party Ant, because I watched the first season and I love it. It's you've called it a love letter to Chicago, and I love that. And I'm from Chicago, and then I wonder, you know, what about people who are from elsewhere? Do they get it? It's like you give enough love to Chicago, but not too much where people from other cities will feel left out.
Totally. And what I always say is, if they don't get it, I don't care.
That's a great attitude.
No, but that's what we try to do, is we try to have enough very Chicago specific Easter eggs that, you know, Chicagoans will especially appreciate it. But then, yeah, like you said, anybody. I mean, we heard through Netflix that it's huge. This show is huge in Russia, in Eastern Europe, in Africa, in Jamaica.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know when to take you seriously, Chris. I'll be honest
with
you.
No, that's true. That's true. They told us that, like, that those are areas where they get, like, a lot of views. And we think that, like, the Eastern Europe of it is, like, they look at Diane and they're like, this is a good, strong woman.
Yeah. Well, she is.
She is.
I know that we would hang out. Diane and I would definitely hang out. We'd have some beers together. The only thing we'd argue about is I'm a Sox fan.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. You know, I think Diane loves any team with Chicago in front of him, front of the name. But you know, we put it in Wrigleyville because it really is just like such a party neighborhood and a place where she can, you know, still rock out and wear her bedazzled jeans to the bars.
Yeah, it's funny, it's poignant. You've done such a great job with this show, but really, season two is tremendous. 847 just texted, watched the whole season already, love it. You have a lot of fans here, and you, my friend, Chris Witaski on the line with us. So you're from here originally, correct?
Yeah, I grew up in the burbs, and then I lived in the city for like 10 years.
And you went to Second City, and then you moved out to L.A. and started the Chicago Party Ant on Twitter to kind of make you feel more at home, and you missed Chicago. Is that how this whole thing started on Twitter?
It is, yeah. I mean, L.A. is a weird place, and as an actor, you have a lot of downtime, you know, in between auditions. And so, I just started this because I was missing home, and it was giving me a creative outlet. And now, you know, it's a TV show. So it really goes to show that you never know how the hell things are going to work out.
All right, it's on Netflix. Listeners, you have to check it out. Chicago Party Ant, the second season, it just dropped recently, did it not?
It did. It dropped on December 30th, so it was a little right before the new year.
And I have to tell you that you did a great job on the last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Oh, my God. What was that like working with the crazy and the wonderful Larry David?
Dream come true. Yeah. I had been wanting to get a part on that show for years, and then it finally happened. And on set, I mean, Larry really is a curmudgeon-y, you know, like guy who doesn't want to be bothered. But it turned out that I was taking golf lessons, and I learned that my golf instructor was also his golf instructor. And so that gave me something to like bring, like talk to him about. And when I did, he like lit up, and then we ended up like shooting, you know, like hanging out and talking for like a good half an hour. And it was great.
Another show that's local to Chicago, which I loved, The Bear. It's about, you know, beef sandwiches, basically. You were great on that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I play Pete, the lovable, dopey brother-in-law on that show. And that was really fun to be a part of. And now it's like, it was like the show of the summer, and it's getting nominated for Golden Globes and stuff. So, yeah, that's been fun.
And now you're going to be in a Judd Apatow movie. I think you're doing pretty well. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm working on I was on a movie called The Bubble Judd Apatow did. And then now I'm developing a show with Judd that is kind of under wraps, but it's been going really well. And we hope to sell it to one of these platforms, and hopefully it'll be on.
I'm so proud of you. I said this before. I have nothing to do with you at all other than I just like to see a Chicago boy done well. I know it's done good. I don't know. That's not proper English. But I'm just so happy for you. I guess that's what I should be saying, not proud of you. But good work.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thank you. I also, you know, I'm in these progressive commercials where turning into your parents, and a new one just came out yesterday where it's me in an elevator. So you'll have to look for that. It's funny.
I will look for that. Continued success, and please keep in touch because I love talking to you and I love seeing you on the TV, the screen, and in the commercials.
I appreciate it, and thank you for the time. And everybody go watch Chicago Party Ant.
We definitely will. I'm going to rewatch it because it's short, quick. You can roll through both seasons. It's definitely a great binge watch for sure on Netflix. Chris Witaski, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye, Wendy.